Well, congratulations. First championship win of the season, and you were captain.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a direct correlation. I think it's just all credit to the guys for executing over the course of what was nearly a full good 4 days of cricket. We set out to do what exactly we did, really. So all credit to them. Tommy Allsop's runs in the first innings, which rescued the situation, showed a maturity, you know, beyond his years, but probably benefited from the experience he had at the start of the year, where he perhaps found it tough. But he's come back stronger. He got a couple of big hundreds in the second team, and he gave us a score in the first innings, which was absolutely imperative. And then the bowlers have really backed it up massively in both innings.
And what does that mean? That win mean for everybody, you know, around the squad and the team?
Well, it's good. Obviously, we've had a few injury issues, which is well documented, obviously. But these things can happen, and what you've got to do is make sure that the 11 guys that go out on the pitch believe that they are good enough to put in a winning performance, which is exactly what they did. I mean, we've got enough talent around the squad, and obviously the great addition of Tino Best as well. All credit to the guys for getting him in. Would have been seen as a gamble by some, I'm sure, but just what he adds, what he can do with the ball, but also his energy around the dressing room and him as a character, it's great to have.
You set them 305 to win. They made a good fist of it. There was a few moments out there in the field where you thought, ooh.
There was a few twitchy moments, yep. But it was great to know that we had those runs in the bank. I mean, 300, a score that was 20 or 30 in excess of what was the best score in the game. On a day four wicket where we've got Mason with plenty of rough, obviously outside the leg stump, so we didn't want to go to it too early. But we knew we had enough runs in the bank. Just if we bowled well enough, then the chances would come. And eventually that they came. And I mean, that's four-day cricket. You want to get to the stage where, come the penultimate or the last session, you're there in the game, you know, ready to take those chances. And that was exactly what we did.
You hinted at it there. When you've got Tino at one end and Mason the other, that's kind of a captain. That must be ideal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a 90-mile-an-hour and a leg spinner, you know, a really good leg spinner on your side, these are weapons which are like absolute gold dust for any captain, and also, you know, to have in the squad as well. The confidence it probably allows the team as well, just knowing that something might happen out of nowhere because you've got those two guys. But all credit to the way that Tomo and Macca and Slug went about their business as well, because they need to obviously back it up by doing what they did at the other end at times as well. And they'll probably, in this game, they won't have got the credit as such, but there'll come times where they're the main wicket takers too.
You won by 69 runs. You batted on this morning for an extra 34. Was that an easy decision to bat on this morning? Was there lots of deliberations about how long, maybe to pull out or what?
No, that was an easy decision. We felt we needed a few more. We felt we needed to take just a little bit more time out of the game to make sure that, it was almost a case of the longer we batted, the less chance they had. So it changed their mentality about how they perhaps went about it, giving them sort of less of a chance. You know, perhaps when you're batting, then if you're not quite sure whether to go for it or whether to block out for the draw, you can get a bit muddled with your thinking maybe. And certainly when they were going quite well there, I was pretty glad we did we did carry on. But in the end, it's worked out okay.